the greatest karate expert. Among you, the bells of death.
Music like dirt for your money's worth. Reggae-matic soul shakedown sounds. Rougher than rough, redder than dread, heavier than lead. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 a.m. with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Loco, 107.3 FM.
Space and time. to pray. Reaching for my phone to call for help. I can't even feel myself. Somehow I collided with this wall. Don't think I can move at all. But I still recall. 1, 2, freaking 3. Where's my freaking keys, man? Don't play with me. I'm ready to leave. I'm on freaking right. To freaking drive. It's my freaking life. I got you, man. Sun knocked over the moon, crack the sky. But I can't seem to figure out why. Why I'm clinging to the ground, wishing to die. D-U-I-F-R-I-D-A-Y. That's the sun knocked over the moon, crack the sky. But I can't seem to figure out.
All right.
Let's do over.
Take two. Version two. Licking it back at ya. Wheeling this sound back. Ladies and gents, that's right here on the microphone. Dread at the controls, waking you and apparently shaking you up real good this Tuesday morning as we are broadcast live on local 107.3 FM. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. That's right. And my co-host, Prince Mighty. That's right, Prince Mighty. Good job.
Yeah. All right.
So what we're doing here this morning, boys and girls, in case you have not noticed, is you tuned into this here radio sound system, is we are getting meaty, beady, beady, and bouncy. Yes, we started out with a fervent force to be reckoned with out of the east coast of Canada. We had King Conqueror from their seminal debut EP and only release, only official release to date. Sadly, very, very sadly. Yes, that's right. We had Burning Out. That's right, with King Conqueror out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. We had after that DUI Friday by Fishbone, a band that has not burned out, has not released but one soul record, but a band that has struggled and fought and kicked and clawed and made its way, regardless of acts of God. That's right. We have had Fishbone Soldiers going since the late 1970s, ladies and gents, and I do not see any sign of it stopping anytime yet. God bless those kids. Yeah, that's right. If you haven't seen that movie, Everyday Sunshine, I highly recommend it. I won't go into detail and bore you with the details, because you just got to get the proof. It's in the pudding. You got to watch that film, Everyday Sunshine. But that's a band, boys and girls. That's a big favorite of mine. That's a band that has made it through thick and thin. And I tell you, they've had ups and downs. And I like a lot of it. I like almost everything they've done. I do like everything they've done. There's one album they put out on a Disney label where they had to change lyrics. And it's not an unpleasant record, but it's not a Fishbone record. But, you know, they have been experiencing a renaissance as of late, for several years as of late now, for many, many years. And that song comes from their most recent release. It's probably about 2 years old now that I think of it. But that's off an EP called Crazy Glue. It sees Dirty Walt Kibbe back in the fold, and that cannot be denied. And those Fishbone Soldiers are marching on, kids. And that crazy, I was listening to the Crazy Glue EP on the bus on the way into the show this morning, and I gotta say, it's just, it doesn't disappoint for a second. It's a badass trip through a whole lot of punky, funky, heavy-duty, heavy monster sounds. Anyway, speaking of heavy, heavy monster sounds, after that, we had the Heat Scores with Bruta Scott off False Canadian Club Volume 4, ladies and gents. And now, I don't know, taste is a very subjective thing, but most of the time, a lot of the whole ska punk thing doesn't do it for me, man. It's because they either take like a weak and lame approach to playing ska. Ska is music that is neither weak nor lame. It is the music of an independent Jamaica. It is the music of bastard calypso-style rhythm and blues music, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing weak or lame about ska music. It's music made by drug dealers, by gun-toting ex-cops, by street kids, by people with mental health problems. It is a heavy monster style of music. And so I kind of appreciate the whole punk ska mashup. I quite enjoy it quite a bit. Now, how most bands do it, I do not enjoy at all. I feel like they don't understand the real heavy monster roots of ska music. And when they do try and lean more towards it, it almost comes out like easy listening. And that's just lame and weak, which, as we've already established, are two things that ska is not. So, anyways, I've gone on. But yeah, you're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, right here on the microphone. And we broadcast Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 9 a.m. live out of the port city of St. John, New Brunswick. Local 107.3 CFMH is our home. That's where we hang our hat. You can also find a podcast online. You can find us on Facebook. Search Music Like Dirt. And I highly recommend, if you're listening to the podcast in your hometown, or if you're lucky enough to hear this on your community radio station, that hopefully this radio show has its own home at your station, in your community. So write to your program director and tell them that you want to hear it. Ask her by name, Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth. All right. I did some homework over the weekend. I can't. It's hard to believe. All the ska stuff is something. This is stuff that I was like deep up to the neck, up to the eyeballs, drowning in. You know, from like 1996 to 2000, and I don't know, the early 2000s. Used to do some zines. Used to have a band. Used to do a DJ night. Did all the stuff. It was sort of a one-man ska scene here in St. John. That's not a toot in my own horn thing. That's an admission of absolute loneliness and solitude in my deep love. But it's all good, man, because lots of other kids were kind of digging it at the time, too, so some other folks got on the train. And anyway, so as I've mentioned on the show before, if you've listened in the past, you probably will have noticed that a lot of my own collection comes from that time. You know, from the probably releases from the 80s up through to the early 2000s. That's what where a lot of the old record collection comes from, with the exception of all the vintage classics, which are always, you know, sure shots. So it's hilarious to think that the last All-Canadian Club collection that came out was in 2003, kids. This was actually just after I was getting out of kind of being down with a lot of this stuff. So, in the interest of staying up to date, and we want to play the real deal, man. I mean, back in the day, the kids would cut a side at the studio and run that up the street and spin it in the yard right then. This is immediate music, and I have to honor that tradition and get immediate myself, so I'm working on it. Yeah, so there's a new All-Canadian Club, Volume 5. I was very excited to learn this. It came out recently, probably, or maybe a year ago or something. I don't know exactly. But more recent than 10 years ago. And so I've been checking things out. Like I say, I've been getting into that new Brooklyn Rocksteady documentary as well, trying to school myself on what's happening with the kids these days. And, you know, I'm kind of glad that the whole ska thing crashed and burned. I've never stopped loving it, but I just kind of stopped paying attention because I tell you, back in the day in the 90s, there was some crap ska bands. There was a whole lot of crap ska being made. Some stinky, dirty, lame and weak, which this music should not be. Crap ska. And it just got tired and frustrating. So I kind of hunkered down and continued listening to my faves like Fishbone and the Slackers and some of those kids. And just kind of gave up on following the scene, you know what I mean? But the palate has been cleaned. Yes, that's right. The time is lean and mean for a new ska scene. And there's cool things happening, ladies and gents, and I'm very excited about that. I highly encourage you guys checking out that Brooklyn Rocksteady comp, and I'm going to get my hands on the old new All-Canadian Club comp. And give you some of that. And yeah, I'm doing my homework, boys and girls. I'm doing my homework because we got to bring you the new heavy monster sound. So in the interest of that, coming at you from Montreal, ladies and gents, I also learned that this band, The Expos, I played last week, they're not from Montreal, even though their name would suggest that. And being on Stomp. They're actually from somewhere in Ontario, and they actually became, I'm sorry, Expos, no offense, you guys are nice guys, and that first record of yours is awesome, I have to say, I just really like it. But they turned into a crappy indie rock band. A lot of ska bands did that. It's unfortunate. But not some of these new kids. This one, I'm just going to cut the chatter and spin the platter because I've been talking for quite some time at this point. Coming at you from Montreal, ladies and gents. This is, I believe, from Montreal. I don't know. Like I say, I'm doing my homework. Oh, yeah, the Expos aren't from Montreal. They're from somewhere in Ontario. That's what I meant to say. That's my correction for the week. And so from somewhere up here in this great white north of Canada, while your mad boss, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, does his homework, we bring you Danny Rebel and the KGB featuring MC Devlin. This is a track called NARS, G-N-A-R-S. And we're just going to hit it, kids, because I need to stop talking right now. Danny Rebel and the KGB from to you from me.
Cop two with the slingshot he kept in the shoe. Booty's on the rooftop, the blue shot the shingles. Booty's hot stepping one still caught his ankles. Rolling down the roof, Booty grabs for the gutter. The gutter breaks loose, swings to the ground, and the crowd down below shudders. But Rude Boy is rough, and he's tougher than tough. Still he falls to the paws of a gruff. Now he's in the box, waiting to be processed. Jella man treat Rude Boy with some nonsense. So Rude Boy slaps sense to him. Jella opens up the cage, Rudy busts through him. Rude Boy breaks free once again. Now the cop has got a price on his head. So Rudy's boys all be telling him to duck, cause Dick Duff's on the scene trying to slap him with the fuck. One night, Rude Boy's getting ill. Big Al Murphy's been programmed to kill. Copper bust up Rudy's spot and sat down. Rude Boy dipped to the whip and fled town. He hopped one board up, but one wasn't enough. So we hopped one more before he unpacked his stuff. Mexicana Rude Girls all be coming out to greet him. Rudy hates cops, Rudy loves señoritas.
Concrete jungle, the animals are after me. Concrete jungle, it ain't safe. Is it cause she won't suspect? And if it does, and if it does, Joanna, 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 £10 for the lot. We pay fuck all. Babylonian won't lose much, and we have dinner tonight. Joanna, 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 Joanna. Cameras trying to watch us, mirrors on TV, but they're not gonna catch us, cause we're gonna, gonna, gonna run, run, run. Joanna, 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 run! Babylonian won't lose much, and we have dinner tonight. Joanna!
Yeah, that's right. We're having a real meaty, beady, big, and bouncy ska sound system today. And get my microphone turned up and my headphones there. I like it kind of loud, man. It's a rump-bumping music, boys and girls. This stuff's not about messing around. It's not easy listening. This is the real thing, man. Yeah, all right. We had that last set of music. We started out with some meaty, beady, big, and bouncy sort of hip-hop dancehall styles coming at you from the bastard reggae sons of Montreal, Danny Rebel and the KGB featuring MC Devlin. That was a number called GNARS or NARS. We jumped over to some more bastard English reggae. Oh boy. We had the specials with a live version of Concrete Jungle from the Dance Craze movie. That's another film you want to put in your face, boys and girls, if you're watching fun films about bastard ska music. Yeah, that's right. We had, whoa. I don't know what you call the bastard daughter offsprings. But there they were, the Slits, with a track called Shoplifting. And lastly there, had a band, you know, like I say, taste is very subjective, and I'm just talking about my own tastes when I talk about stuff on here, and I have some goofy subjective tastes myself. I'm not a big fan of Keepin' Six out of Toronto. Some ska punk out of Toronto. They're kind of an example of a band. I won't pick on them. And I won't say they're a bad band, but I'm just not a fan. But hot dog, boys and girls, if they don't do a rip roar and barnstorm and house roof raisin version of old Desmond Dekkard's Get Up a Dinah, I don't know what. That song, you just can't mess that song up. It's coming right on through. It's coming right up the track. It's coming to get you, boys and girls. That's a song. And I'll be damned if those kids don't do a rockin' version of it. So we had Keepin' Six doing Get Up a Dinah. And you know what? I'm going to send that one out to little Jeannie Logan, who's listening out there somewhere in listening land. That's right. And speaking of little Jeannie Logan, you can have the next cut, too. Since we're listening to tough reggae-matic sounds, well, heck, boys and girls, it just don't get much tougher than this these days. Coming at you from the Sin City of Los Angeles, this one cannot be denied. Here's the Aggro Lights, ladies and gents, with Lucky Streak. You're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth on Local 107.3 FM, CFMH. back, ladies and gents. Yeah, that's right. You heard in that last set of music right here on Music Like Dirt. Starting the set out was the Aggro Lights with Lucky Streak. Kind of doing an impromptu tough stuff. Or at least just stuff to show that, you know, this stuff is not easy listening. This is not lazy music. This is not music for your mom or your grandma, but I hope they like it. This is tough stuff. Ska music ain't messing around. So we had one of the toughest of the tough from Sin City, the Aggro Lights. From Montreal, we had another beefy rhythm band kind of sound. We had the Beat Down with a cover of a classic number, Justice, or I Want Justice. I don't know if I played that on the show recently. I'm drawing a blank. I've been pulling all kinds of new things out of the hat, forgetting what I've been on with. But if it's a repeat of a song I've played already, then you get to hear it twice. Congratulations, you're a very lucky listener. And then to prove that we're not just talking about the punks making this stuff tough, we went back to the source, right down to J.A. We had from Roland Alfonso, Determination, and from the Baba Brooks Band, Special Event. And then we came back up to New York City, ladies and gentlemen, with a favorite of mine and yours, I'm sure. We had the Slackers off their Question album with Modal City. Yeah. All right, we're going to send you on out now. We got some more Beady Beady Big and Bouncy Radio coming up right after this, so stay tuned. If you're listening here, if you're listening at home, don't forget to write to your local community radio station, ask for it by name. Music Like Dirt, for your money's worth. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you with more Montreal sounds, the toughest of the tough from the old guard. Off their debut LP, a Canadian classic, ladies and gents. Urging you to look out, to beware of danger. And do not take any of those wooden nickels. You gotta watch your back. This is the Kingpins on Local 107.3 CFMH.
Watch your back.